Virginia Tech is not the only university that gets calls about infestations by Asian lady beetles every year. Colleges and universities all over have been blamed for their presence. But Eric Day, manager of Virginia's Insect Identification Lab, calls that idea humbug.
But it seems to be a common phenomenon when you have a new insect arriving that people want to believe that this was some kind of experiment gone awry or something that was intentional. And in fact, this is, as near as we can tell, an accidental introduction, much like the stink bugs. But I think people are sort of looking for an answer, and so the rumors just kind of start flying.
Like the rumors, the Asian lady beetle is not new to the U.S. First seen in 1916 around the port of New Orleans, they were most likely stowaways on ships, like their more recent fellow passengers, stink bugs. Both species winter over inside structures, which explains their penchant for ship containers. It also explains why they like to come inside your house. Again, entomologist Eric Day.
This is a beneficial insect as far as control of aphids, particularly on aphids on trees. So things like fruit trees and shade and forestry trees are all getting a benefit by this lady beetle. So I think the other thing, too, is that the main control for it is to seal up around doors and windows and make sure the weather stripping is in good condition. And that has an added benefit, is that's going to help on the heating bills.
Day says the Asian lady beetle appears to be taking its place in the ecosystem here. Not only do they help control aphids, predators have also discovered them, and this helps keep the Asian lady beetle population in check. I'm Robbie Harris.